welcome to the first of our Bank of Ireland sponsored Dr. McKenna Cup podcast on the Ulster GAA website. As you know, of course, the action gets underway this evening with 8 p.m. throw-ins across the province. The storm has had an effect, though, with one or two games under threat. The best advice at this stage is check before you travel. Tyrone's Healy Park has fallen foul of the rain, though. Their opener with Antrim will now go ahead at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. That doesn't dampen the atmosphere, though, and certainly doesn't dampen the enthusiasm of Tyrone manager Mickey Hart.
Absolutely. I mean, I think any competition, if you enter a competition, you want to enter to do your best. And I think the people of Tyrone love this competition, and they love the idea that they're generally guaranteed 5 matches in January, and we want to keep that up for them, you know.
Antrim, of course, have new management in place this year. Paddy McBride says that the competition is good for the Antrim players ahead of a tough league campaign.
Everything seems good and positive this year as well. Like, we had a good year last year, and we used the McKenna Cup to sort of blood new players, and a lot of players made debuts in the championship and things like that. So it'll be good this year to maybe get a few new players again and give those new players we had last year a good run in the McKenna Cup before the league starts, because the league's massive for us this year. We're trying to get out of Division 4, so McKenna Cup will be good for us.
Elsewhere in Section A, it's St Mary's who head to Kingspan Breffni tonight. Matty McLean's Calvin, of course, opened their campaign last year with a memorable victory over Tyrone. He wants to get off to a similar start, though, tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was a fabulous start for us to the season last year. Certainly the Tyrone game was a bit of a roller coaster in that that's where I come from, and that's who you come up against first. But in saying that, really enjoyed it. I thought the experience was fabulous. I'd been very disappointed, actually, that Jordanstown had beat us to actually pull us out of the group stages, the way the thing worked. But again, that's part of the learning curve of the competition. It's something we'd be taking serious this year, and we would hope to at least go one stage further and get into the semi-finals.
Paddy Talley students won the Sigerson Cup on the back of a good McKenna Cup campaign last year. The Galbally man says that the McKenna Cup competition is of huge importance to the students.
Now, last year was good, but it's gone now as such. You have to look forward to what's going to happen next year. The McKenna Cup's great for us. The fact that it's condensed into a tight period, about 7 days or 10 days, you have three really, really good games at a crucial time of the year, and it allows you then just to build for the Sigerson, which comes down a couple of weeks after that. But over the years, I've always loved the fact that it allowed our boys to play at a higher level. And the fact these two boys are both ex-ranchers here too beside me, you know, and the college football have helped them push on to where they are now. And it's a great opportunity for boys to see how far they go on. But looking forward to it.
Elsewhere, Ulster University meanwhile head to Celtic Park to take on Derry tonight. Damien McAlean's the man in charge now of the Oakleaf County. Killian Conlon's part of the backroom team and says that this competition will be good for them. It offers some players a chance to impress.
Yeah, well, the Armagh one will be interesting because we'll have them in the Division 3 game, so that'll be a cat-and-mouse fixture, that one. Obviously, we'll not have the Slough-Neil lads who are doing so well at club level and the university lads, so it'll be an opportunity for us to use the under-20 players, so it's good.
There's a big derby tonight, of course, at Park Esler, as Eamon Burns is down play Armagh. Rory Grugan's delighted to get the season started again for the Orchard County.
Well, it was brilliant to get on a bit of a run, you know. I was saying earlier, it's maybe the first time in a fair few years we'd won 4 championship games, but it obviously ended on quite a sour note, so we're sort of looking to put that right now, really. And I suppose we can use this competition especially to get some new boys some game time and approach it. We were fairly unlucky the way it worked out last year with the score difference and stuff, not to get to the semi-final, so it's a good target for us to try and get out of the group.
Well, down boss Eamon Burns admits that the competition is good, but the group is difficult.
Yeah, well, probably the plus for us, we won't have to do too much travelling, that'd be good. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. It'll be 3 good games and good preparation for the league. Yeah, the group this year is very similar for us from last year. We had Armagh and we had Derry and we had Queens, so we're looking forward to it again. Some great games there for us, a derby against Armagh and a good game then hopefully against Derry and the University.
The Declan Bonner took charge of team affairs in the McKenna Cup last year for Donegal. 1 year on, he's now the manager of the senior county side, replacing, of course, Rory Gallagher. Declan Bonner's outfit take on Queens tonight. Elsewhere in Section C, Gallagher, of course, is back in charge of his native Fermanagh. Ronan Gallagher's part of his management team and is looking forward to the challenge of Monaghan tonight at Brewster Park.
Yeah, look, it's great to be back in Fermanagh, giving a bit of a hand out and trying to get things in order and that. But yeah, looking forward to the McKenna Cup. It's always a great competition. I know whenever we were playing, you love getting back out for it and getting started for the year and trying to, I suppose, with the league a wee bit earlier this year. It's be massive for everybody to get good teams out and to try and string a few performances together, because I can't imagine too many teams playing a full pair of challenge matches in January. So it'll be good opportunity for everybody to get a start anyway.
Well, all the games tonight get underway at 8 p.m. weather permitting. There will be pitch inspections later on in the afternoon. It's Tyrone against Antrim and Cavan against St Mary's in Section A. In Section B, Down take on Armagh and Derry meet Ulster University. While in Section C, Donegal play Queen's University and Fermanagh are hosting Monaghan. The Bank of Ireland Conor McGurk Cup, meanwhile, continues on Saturday in hurling. Round 3 games feature at the Dub, with Antrim against Tyrone and Cavan against Donegal. While the McKenna Cup returns on Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. throw-ins for Antrim against Cavan and Tyrone against St Mary's in Section A, Armagh against Derry and Down against Ulster University in Section B, Fermanagh against Queen's and Monaghan against Donegal at Clonus in Section C. All the games tonight, meanwhile, throw in at 8 p.m. but do check before you travel.